Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to Board the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on all of your favorite podcast platforms, especially Overcast. Well, everyone, I hope you all are enjoying your Thanksgiving week. Hopefully it's here, at least here in America, it's Thanksgiving week. Hopefully you're not working too hard if you are stuck in the office, and if you're enjoying yourself and having some time off like me, I hope you're sitting back, relaxing, watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Son-in-Law, any of the Friends episodes, How I Met Your Mother has some good ones, New Girl has some good ones, King of Queens. There's plenty of stuff to be watching, especially on a night like tonight when I'm recording this while I'm on vacation. Tuesday night, there's zero NHL hockey for anyone to enjoy. Zero games on TV tonight. It's just the way that the schedule kind of worked out. There was not enough arenas that weren't booked. A lot of the Canadian teams are already here in the U.S. because there's, I think, almost everybody is playing the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And then there's a big series of games on Friday as well for Black Friday. So tonight, more of a travel day for the entire NHL. And there are zero games to be watched and enjoyed on Tuesday night. Speaking of very few games to talk about, let's also talk about the fact the Capitals have only had one game since we've talked last. The Capitals had a game on Saturday against the Columbus Blue Jackets. It was a win, a 4-3 win. Congratulations to them. But this team seems to be clicking. And as you guys can probably tell, because I am on vacation, I'm just kind of kicking back and relaxing. Coach Dan and I are actually splitting up the duties for this week. So he will be back with a show, kind of like a post-game show, after the game on Wednesday night. I'm going to kind of preview the game of what's happened so far since that last game on Saturday. So expect two shows of What the Puck this week. Now, like I said, the Columbus Blue Jackets game was this past Saturday. What we kind of saw from that big news was the fact that Yevgeny Kuznetsov missed that game. And Hendrix LaPierre, who had kind of been sitting on the sidelines a little bit, he took the place of Yevgeny Kuznetsov. And a going trend that we have noticed with these Hershey Bears, these Hershey call-ups, number one, they have a lot of confidence after winning the Calder Cup. It would boost anybody's confidence, really. But definitely a group of young talent that has been boosted with confidence, and it shows on the ice at the NHL level. Anytime they have been given a shot or a chance to make an impact, they have done so. Connor McMichael has done that absolutely with the absence of Nick Backstrom. And with Yevgeny Kuznetsov out, Henrik Lapierre steps in, and that third line, he centers the third line. That third line looks really, really good. I've said it since the Calder Cup run with preseason that I wanted to see Henrik Lapierre and Alexia Protas to be paired up together, because I've heard, you know, I didn't get to watch a lot of the Hershey Bear games. I'm out of market for that, of course, but the two of them were lighting it up in the postseason for the Hershey Bears. Protas and Lapierre seem to be a really good duo, and they seem to work really well together. Well, we actually got to see that on Saturday night. We got to check out these guys working together and what they can do and what they can produce as a third line. You pair those two guys up with Sonny Milano, you've got some magic right there. And I was incredibly impressed with what I saw on Saturday from that third line. If the Capitals can roll four lines deep and that is your third line and they're doing their job and they're making an impact, you know, the other lines can kind of fluctuate of who it is, who's in the line, maybe give a rest to some of the alumni every once in a while. But that third line, I am blown away at the chemistry that these three guys have. Now, of course, Yevgeny Kuznetsov did miss the game on Saturday due to illness. It's not a long-term issue, but he has practiced. He was a full participant at practice today on Tuesday as I record this, and he was splitting up some of the duties with Henrik Lapierre in the third line, and he did not practice with the power play. Now, that's kind of been Yevgeny Kuznetsov's bread and butter, besides, you know, the shootout. But it's kind of weird that that he's coming in and not giving the full chance to practice with where he normally is. And I don't blame Spencer Carberry for, you know, wanting to switch it up a little bit. Henrik Lapierre kind of earned the chance to fight for that third line center spot. He had a really great game on Saturday. He had the game-winning goal on Saturday, and that was a immediate impact line with Milano, Lapierre, and Protas. So I really think that line is something special there, and I don't know if Spencer Carberry just wants to give up that just because, you know, another guy comes back. So could we see Yevgeny Kuznetsov either get reduced minutes or maybe sit in the press box? I mean, I doubt it. He's making a lot of money, so I don't know if that's actually going to be a thing. But I also don't know how you have a guy like Henrik Lapierre go back down to Hershey or up to Hershey after having such a stellar outing on Saturday. They said that they're going to play it by ear and that they're really going to know what the final decision is come game time, so we're not going to know. They're not saying it now as I record this at 9:30 at night on Tuesday. It's going to be closer to game time tomorrow when they face Buffalo. But I think Henrik Lapierre could be a really good third line center. He's really coming into his own, and these little, you know, these little bursts of games here and there in the NHL is only going to make him better. But I think there's some magic there. I really do, with Lapierre and Protas. I think the two of those guys working together, you know, I don't want to compare them to Ovechkin and Backstrom, but, you know, there was some magic between Ovechkin and Backstrom. We all saw it as the those two guys have went through their career together. They played in the KHL together when the lockout was happening. So I think we could have maybe stumbled upon the next pairing that really is something that could last a long time here with the Washington Capitals. I've said it since we drafted them. The La Piera, that is what I'm going to call this, the La Piera. That is what we're seeing kind of form right in front of us. And I think Protas, you know, he wasn't doing great without La Piera at the beginning of the season. He wasn't overly impressive as time went on, and La Piera's here. His skill and his confidence goes up. So I think that's the way to go. I don't know if you want to bring back Yevgeny Kuznetsov all the way or if you want him to be your third line center. When you have a guy like Lapierre waiting in the wings, just ready to rock and roll.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Now, the only other storyline that has happened in the past week, at least for the Washington Capitals, is that Brian McClellan came out. He was on a podcast, and he pretty much said that Nicholas Backstrom's NHL playing career is done.
But let's see. Brian McClellan said, "I think that the hip thing came here probably 3 years ago where it went to a different level, and to watch him struggle and play through the pain with it was hard. The different stages of how we address it. How does he become pain-free? How can he get back to where he wants to be? Was a good 2.5 to 3 year process that you didn't want to see end the wrong way, but you wanted to see him go out the right way. It's just a difficult situation all around, and he made the decision here just a little bit ago that he's going to exit, and that's the way he's going out. I give him a lot of respect for the way that he did it." So pretty much what he's saying is you hate to see a person's career end that way, but Backstrom is the one that decided to step away. And he's, you know, you don't want someone to go out because of an injury. You never want to see that. You know, you want someone to go out at the top of the mountain, and they are the ones that decide it. And Brian McClellan kind of put it out there that Nick Backstrom is the one that decided to end it, but it also was because he wasn't playing to the level he wanted to play at. His hip potentially could have still been bothering him. He wasn't the player he once was, and I think Nick Backstrom knew that, and Backstrom decided it was time to step away. It's unfortunate. You know, it sucks that it had to happen when it did, and it really, really sucks that we're not going to see Ovechkin and Backstrom kind of ride off into the sunset together. But if this guy is that uncomfortable, he doesn't feel well, this hip is bothering him, we want to make sure that Nick Backstrom is good for the rest of his life and that he's going to be okay in the long term. He's going to be able to, you know, run and play with his kids and stuff like that. And it takes a big man and a really good person to know when it's time. And he tried and he tried and he tried. And Backstrom is the one that said, "I think this is it. I think that I'm done here." And I got to hand it to him. You know, if you know, you know. And if you know, he's a competitive person, I'm sure he didn't want to hang it up. But he knew he wasn't playing to the level that he wanted himself to play at, the standard that he set himself. And it's unfortunate, but he's the one that made that call. And Nick Backstrom's playing career looks like it's at an end. He's obviously had a huge impact. I mean, how many weeks ago now did he announce his retirement, and we're still talking about it? So obviously this is a big deal, and it's going to be a big hurdle for the Caps to get over. But Nick Backstrom, he definitely was one of the bright spots of the last decade of the Washington Capitals, and it sucks that he has to retire this way, but it is what it is at this point. You know, he's the one that said, "I'm not playing the way I want to. This is already hard for me. It's time to go." And that's what he did, and you got to give him credit for that. So that's pretty much it. That's all the news I really think that there kind of is. This schedule is so weird, guys. It really is. It looks like it's about to ramp up real quick, but the fact that Coach Dan and I got together last week and we were talking about this winning streak the Caps were on, and they only had one game since then. Luckily, it was a winning game. But, man, the Caps had 3 days off, one game, 3 days off, and then they have the game on Thanksgiving Eve and then the game on Black Friday, and then they're off to the California coast. So it's going to be some late-night games next week. But these next two games, they're at home. Coach Dan will be back, and he will be talking about it Wednesday night about the Buffalo game and kind of reviewing that and going over some other notes. So I'm just going to keep it short and sweet here tonight. Thank you all for listening to us. And Coach Dan will be back tomorrow night with a recap game of the Capitals versus the Buffalo Sabres on Thanksgiving Eve. Thank you all for listening. And say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.